just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray. Then tears of joy stream down my face.
What's up, Unbaffled Clan? We are finally back. Unfortunately, we are starting with some sad news. Not really sure how else to say this other than Chomps is dead.
Damn.
Hopefully Penny is not listening right now.
Tore the band-aid off.
Yeah. He has passed. The OG Chomps. No one's happy.
No.
Everyone's sad.
We're all a little bit sad.
I'm not sure where I want to take this like segment or how much time we want to spend on it. I guess what I would like to do first is ask Devin, as you know, a previous owner of Chomps, whether you have some words to share about our little guy. Maybe a fond memory.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough right now. Thinking back of the days of, you know, the waterfall sounds, because what I thought was soothing melodies was actually just like a rotting filter in his fish tank. But we had some amazing times together. Obviously, you know, I don't want to speak for the poor guy, but maybe some of the highs of his life, seeing his team win a championship. We shared a lot of laughs, you know, a lot of love, a lot of late nights, you know, looking at our fantasy roster together. And it's just not going to be the same. Even though, you know, he hasn't been in the aquarium basement, you know, freezing for a couple of years now. I know we still had that connection, and yeah, it's tough. The family is in mourning. A lot of black being worn around the Dufresne household. So, yeah, it's tough, and you know, but we got to. He'd want us to, you know, continue pushing for the win.
Yeah, you know, really. We appreciate all you did for him as an owner, and I know I'll never forget him. He's permanently tattooed on my arm, so he'll forever live on my body. That's for sure. Adib.
Yeah.
I think as you know, the owner who was most likely to get Chomps, do you have any words you would like to share?
You know, I was thinking about it, and I think the big thing, a lot of the group plays this game with fear of having him. And then I was more worried about not getting him I have to take care of him. But, you know, I have, with the coaching stuff, I'm away a lot of weekends. And I was worried about, you know, giving him the proper care he deserves. But on Saturday when I heard the news, I think I might have been a little bit surprised at how sad I actually was. I was like, damn, the little guy is gone. And it's, it's just... Baffles not going to be the same without him.
For sure.
Yeah, everyone in the playoffs should you know, bench their flex spot in honor of Chomps. Take the one guy off the field.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I was checking on Sunday, and I actually was looking at the scores, and I was like, you know what would be cool? And I was actually playing against Noelle's, and I was like, it would be cool if all the teams who have taken care of Chomps were winning today. Even though that means I was going to lose, I was like, it'd be really cool if all those teams, you know, were winning for him. But yeah, that wasn't the case.
No.
I'm down to do that, and then we'll probably put Zeke in my lineup at 12:59. Honestly, yeah, super, super sad way to start the episode. Sucks it happened on AJ's watch. I feel like he's done a very good job
Who's trying so hard.
Genuinely cared. I know he was texting me as a resident doctor on the side, looking for some advice. You know, walking through some steps he had taken to take care of our guy. So I can vouch that I think everyone knew that AJ was doing a good job. He then had to pass on poor AJ's birthday, which is just a brutal way to spend your birthday. Brutal.
I'm just spitballing here, but you know, like he was a tough guy, and like before going over to AJ's place, like he lived in basements and cellars and closets, and maybe AJ just loved him too much. You know what I mean? Like maybe the family atmosphere and like the joy and sunshine, you know, really did him in.
I've heard some tidbits of some things. Really not my place to say in terms of some theories of the COD. but I think I'll just leave it at that. Not my news to share.
This is crazy. I feel like you're throwing AJ under the bus.
No, not at all. I think AJ did a great job taking care of Chomps, as I just described in detail. You know. So, anyways. Yeah.
So for the record, the doctor, the veterinarian on staff, is going on record by saying AJ did a great job. Mm-hmm. However, something fishy is going on.
Well. For lack of a better term. That's not what I said. I said. I just, you just never know behind closed doors what's going on.
Okay.
Anyways, should we move on?
Yeah. Well, off a while. Yeah, we do have a lot to talk about, but this one is dedicated to Chomps.
For sure. Yeah. I meant to save opening my beer. For the start of the episode, but I was just so stressed about Dufresne's mic not working again that I just cracked it before we started. So apologies.
Yeah, let's move on to the waiver wire, where Corey will recap the next 11 or the last 11 weeks of waiver claims in order.
Yeah,
because it's true. The last episode was right before you guys. Went to Cleveland. I don't think we've gotten another one in. Life comes at you fast. So
yeah, and you know what? I must say, I was at the office till maybe like 6:30, and I was like, "We got to do this one for Chomps. Like, I'm not backing out of this one." So I flipped off the mayor and said, "I gotta go." That's it.
Beautiful.
Okay. Should we talk about some teams? I mean, we're going to talk about the playoffs. We're going to get to the playoffs. We've got a couple things we want to talk about first. I think maybe we go through some teams that we're like really most impressed of or disappointments. Like, where do we want to start?
Well, I guess let's do that. Okay. I was going to say, like, we've been off for 10 weeks. Like, pick the highlights of maybe some key highlights from the last 10 weeks to talk about.
Yeah, I will say, of all the years, it seems like the controversy and kind of the drama of the league has been, pretty minimal this year. I think there's been a lot of bad teams and a lot of good teams, and it was. I know there are a couple teams like on the bubble, like in the final week, but it wasn't anything like overly dramatic. Nothing too crazy happened kind of all year. Mm-hmm. So it's, in terms of like, having a low episode count, if it was going to happen, it's kind of like this year seemed pretty fitting.
So I have a couple theories on that. First one being, whenever anyone does something in the league, you get ripped forever. This is like a league of mockery. You get mocked for years. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I mean? Remember the season we were throwing violins? Guys were racking up violins in the chats, like 7 or 8 violins anytime they posted one thing about their team. It's like everyone's just scared to do it now, right?
True.
There's that, and then there's the podcast. And the podcast has been a place that kept a lot of, I mean, I'm not, I'm just going to go ahead and say, we're just pat ourselves on the back here, but we kept a lot of owners honest, you know, as one of the main media outlets. And, you know, I'd like to give credit to Baffle.ca, who's been carrying the, you know, I'd say in seasons past, we've maybe had a bit of a rivalry with our media colleagues, if you will. But I think they've done a lot of the heavy lifting this season, so we maybe have some props to send over to them. But I think they've been keeping some owners honest as well.
Yeah, they've done a commendable job, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, but Nick's spending, like, not as much time in the chat, you know what I mean? Similar to the amount of time he's spending on his roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. Like, and I was mentioning to you guys before jumping on that I played Nick at, you know, to finish off the regular season. So obviously I was a little more in tuned with his lineup. But I just don't get what he's doing. The guy, for anyone that tried trading with him, like refused to kind of blow up his team because he was, or he still is, worried about getting the fish, right? He just didn't want to think about that, even though I think now maybe he's a little more resigned to the fact. But he wouldn't blow up, he wouldn't trade Mahomes, and like, really, that's the only guy. But you're looking up and down his lineup, it's like, it's still from the beginning of the year, like, he's made almost no improvements. The fact that you can still have Joshua Kelly in your lineup and Dalvin Cook, who I truly thought he didn't score more than 10 points this entire year. Same with Joshua Kelly, honestly. And like, he traded for Joshua Kelly, and then he goes out and he trades for Gus Edwards, and it's just like, I don't know what to do about his team anymore. Like, I'm glad he's in our league, right? I love Nick the person, and I love having, you know, a perennial kind of chomps guy, but like, it's tough to watch.
Thank God this man has Kyren Williams. Like, could you imagine where this team... And I mean, Debo is on like a touchdown book cake the last like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But my goodness, what would this roster look like without Kyren? And that one really just kind of fell on his lap. Like, I mean, after I traded him Cam Akers. But yeah, nasty. Nasty looking team here. The bench is hilarious. It's so funny. The bench is probably my favorite part, but yeah, not a lot of moves to improve. The Gus Edwards thing, like, if you take Gus out of it, it's like, if he didn't make that trade, it's even worse. Yeah, you're starting.
Or he's hanging on to
Joshua Kelly
or Jaleel McLaughlin, who he, you know, he spent all of his fab on.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So yeah, that's a tough one. In terms of like disappointment, I know it's hard to pick on the last place team, or maybe it's like a faux pas, but it's like, he's last place with an exclamation mark.
I'll throw another disappointment out there. How about the dog pound?
Oof.
How about the dog pound? What a fall that's been. Like, they really, for the first half of the season, looked very, very good. Tough to find it. Like, everyone was kind of scared of the dog pound early on. And then the trade, it was Mike Evans and CJ Stroud.
Yes.
For a second round pick. I kind of liked the value. I thought it worked for both teams. But now looking at his squad would look much better with those two on it.
And I mean, it's hard because you can't predict injuries, right? Like, that's not fair to be like, you know, he got rid of Stroud because he thought Herbert was going to be his guy.
Yep.
But
I mean, even that, like, Herbert wasn't having a fantastic year either.
No, that's it.
Really like the Chase Brown pickup, though.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I think when you look back, and I'm looking at his bench right now, and it's really his season, it's like the rise and fall of Adam Thielen and Jacoby Myers, right? Because those two were like some of the hotter wide receivers coming out of the gate. Yeah, like Thielen for a while was like a top five wide receiver or something. And then all of a sudden, you know, they kind of, you know, reality took over and they fell from grace. And, you know, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess a team that has, you know, 27 Las Vegas Raiders on it was bound to implode at some point.
Yep.
So yeah, that's a tough one, just because of how he was rolling out, you know, at one point.
Mm-hmm. Any teams on the other end of this? But well, I'll actually throw out maybe, and the Magikarps might be back, but how are you feeling about your team? Like, is that like a disappointment in terms of?
Yeah, I mean, at, you know, at that the point. I mean, Cup has been Cup and then Eckler, and yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know what's going on. I mean, both of those guys suffered like pretty decent injuries. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like it's hard to predict that. So yeah, those are though. I think it's just been those two, because like you can't take them out of the lineup. And for a while, both of them were getting like 3 points a game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe with it seems like with Herbert injured, they're going to need to check down to Eckler a little bit more. It's funny because offensively, I think the Chargers are like, when they're targeting Eckler, just like, you know, astronomically more efficient offensively. But then there's games where he'll get one target. And it's like, well, he's not actually a good running back. So if he's not catching the ball, you know, the Magikarps are kind of screwed. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. But I think it's probably overall, I mean, it's tough to say when you're, what, 9-5 and heading into the playoffs that you're disappointed, but.
How about on the other end of the spectrum?
Who's impressed us?
Yeah.
Oh, one more to, not really to shit on, because he's had a good year, but, like, what do you think about Devin's season, the Zen Sharks? Because this is the guy who came in, he had, what, 7 picks in the first 2 rounds, or maybe 9 picks in the top 3 rounds. Very vocal about how good his team was.
Yeah.
You know, I think the only reason he wasn't in first place on the Baffle.ca power rankings every single week was because he told the anonymous author he was afraid of the jinx or voodooing himself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this was a team that was supposed to run the table.
Yeah, and was he not like 7-1 at one point, or 6-1? And this is a team that's really limping into the playoffs. Has lost 3 in a row coming in. Finished the season 8-6. So it's not he was definitely a surprise in a good way to start the season. He was rolling, and now it's sort of, did he get hot too early?
That, man, it's funny because that's how it always happens, right? It's like the teams that are really good early on, you know, eventually kind of come back down to earth. And yeah, you look at the Magikarps, the Sharks, and the Dog Pound, and it's like they're all kind of limping in right now.
We'll get to that matchup later, but I think, I don't know. You all know how I feel about the Sharks this year. Love them. Thought you did a great job. Pat on the back to the GM.
Oh my DK god. Metcalf, you're so gross.
DK Metcalf in the first round. Unbelievable pick.
Yeah, 14th overall.
Unbelievable pick. Can't believe then, okay, we all let him. Yeah, and then get right Keenan Allen fingers. In the second round. That's unbelievable.
So who's the team that has impressed you the most? Is there anyone?
So I think the easy answer is the McFarves. Pardon, because they're my favorite team, besides the Sharks. I kind of want to talk about the Mystics a little bit, but I think what I'm going to do, and this hurts my soul, because I just love laying into this guy, but I gotta go with the Angry Birds. And I just think I tried picking guys off his team throughout the season. He stayed true to his, like, he wasn't forcing trades with me, which he's usually one of the individuals who, you know, we can usually work something out. And I like the way he's got a lot of depth. He protected Jonathan Taylor with Zach Moss, although with Jonathan Taylor going down, I know he said his season was over. I think Zach Moss has been ranked in the top 5 every single week he's been starting for Indianapolis. But besides that, you really kind of looked at his roster and you're like, maybe tight end he could improve from a fantasy perspective. But then Joe Flacco comes and loves him some Chief. And I think that's that trade for Josh Allen. It's really going to work in his favor. I just really like his roster. He has players at each position that he can plug in at any injury. I don't think there's another team in the league that, like, if one of your top running backs, like, okay, so Jonathan Taylor went down, and look at his roster. Zach Moss, Joe Mixon, Rashad White. One of those guys goes down, no problem. Devon Achane goes in.
Like,
what the heck? Wide receiver, it's like you got Deontay Johnson and Noah Brown on the bench. Either of those guys are definitely playable as wide receiver. They're, you know, Deontay Johnson, maybe a two, probably more of a three. And Noah Brown, if Nico Collins is still out, he's a two. For sure. Like, I don't know. I and then Justin Fields to back up Josh Allen if he ever needs it. Like, I don't know, guys. Like, looking up and down, I'm like, this is a pretty sweet roster.
Yeah, it's the and man, it's going to drive people crazy for how RB-centric our league is. But, you know, he kept two running backs. You know, he went running backs, and I think in the second round as well. And then he made some shrewd running back pickups, like Zach Moss, obviously, for Jonathan Taylor was a good one. But then he had Jerome Ford as well that he was able to flip for Ayuk and a third round pick, which is going to be a decently high third as well. And it's like, and then he hit the jackpot with Devon Achane. I know he's been injured and everything like that, but anytime you can get like a stud running back in the later round, like he did good. I'll give him that.
And don't forget where his season really turned is when he heisted Brandon Ayuk for pennies on the dollar.
The roster's
looking
trade.
Much different if he didn't do that, but kudos to Chris. It's not often I throw it his way on this podcast, but
it'll probably be the last time.
It'll probably be the last time.
If we can. If we're able to do it. We don't like talking about it too often. But I think that leads nicely into the playoff discussion because, if you had to pick a favorite, it's probably the two teams that you mentioned with the McFarves and the Angry Birds. I know that's an easy, we're picking the top two teams, but any team with Tyreek Hill on it is going to be a favorite. And then any team with the depth that we just ran through in the Angry Birds is going to be up there as well. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say that those two are the favorites?
I think when it's like, if I'm giving my true honest opinion, I think, like Tyreek Hill, it's going to be anytime you dress him, you have a chance to win. I don't know that it's my favorite.
Roster. Yeah, I'm not sure because he's banged up right now.
Well, with Tank Dell going down, Miles Sanders isn't even playable.
You know? Do you? I was saying it to a few people at Penny's birthday, because you go to a 4-year-old's birthday party to talk fantasy football, as we do. But like Jamie lives and breathes with the Dolphins, right? And the Dolphins shit. Weather apparently against the New York Jets defense. If Tyreek's banged up, so it's like if he can't get, he's kind of always averaged like three touchdowns between Hill and Mostert, right? And then CJ Stroud showed that he's human, it'll be very interesting because if he doesn't get monster games from kind of his monster players,
I think he probably needs 75 points this week.
Yeah,
like it's all lining up for the McFarves again.
Yeah,
where it's like he gets, he got the first seed, so
oh, did power, he get the dog pound or
all the power to him? But yeah, he's got the dog pound.
I did have him winning this week, but maybe we'll talk about that when we get to the matchups.
Sure.
What? Boom, we're in the matchups.
We're in the matchups now?
Bucket wall. I mean, what else right. do you have anything else to say?
No, fair enough. but I think, Jamie's team is banged up, and his three best players are not practicing right now, right? And we're at Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I will say the Dog Pound's two better players, both for the Raiders, are also not practicing and play tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, it may not matter this week, but next week I think this might be an issue for the McFlyers.
If it continues.
If it continues, of course. Yeah.
Like, and again, you're probably not getting Miami in a bad weather game either.
And how about the sheer arrogance of Jamie? He doesn't even move Tank Dell to the IR because I don't need the spot. It's fine.
Hey, it's funny, we talked about that last year when he won the championship. He had like three guys on his bench.
Oh, yeah.
he didn't even have a full roster. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I was arguing that like he doesn't need it because his team's so good and that's why he's gonna win. Yeah,
that's it.
Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible. So,
well, yeah, here we go again.
It's tough to dissect this one because it's like clearly a very good team versus a not great team but also banged up. I mean,
yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Colin went and he got Zamir White, so I think he's got a running back he can plug in there.
Sure.
I think there's a chance. I think he's got a chance, and it all comes down to Davante Adams, I guess.
Yeah, and I know he came out, and you know, anytime Colin puts a message out on Baffle like at 8 in the morning, you know, it's pretty serious. But he came on real quick to clear the air that he did not mean to put $7 of fab on Zach Wilson. He got confused between what Zach Wilson and what Joe Flacco look like.
Yeah.
There's like only 42 years of difference.
That's what happens when you give Zach or your phone over breakfast.
Yeah.
There's so, like, you have to click like six different buttons before you can put that in. He just woke up and was thinking, what did I do? Or why did I do that?
Okay, so who do you got?
The Raiders scored 0 points last week, and if that continues, Colin's in trouble.
I will say if like Adams and Jacobs can play, they could probably, I mean, dice up the Chargers defense pretty well. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's supposed to be, man, these little weather icons rattle me. It's like Flacco, Walker, Cooper, Baltimore, like everyone's in shitty weather, so I mean, how do you go against Jamie's team? It's just been kind of studly for the most part. Like, they're the ultimate boom bust, it seems, right? Like, I know a lot of their players have been consistent throughout the year, but it's like if he's either scoring 140 or like 75.
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
I still think Jamie wins it.
But do you think 75 wins?
Yeah.
I'm going to say if CJ Stroud plays, Jamie wins.
Here's the thing. Even if he doesn't, I don't think we said this yet, but Colin is the coldest team coming into the playoffs. His last 3 weeks, right? 64 points, 64 points, 61 points. Or so, no, it's 54 points. 54 points. He is averaging 61 points per game in his last three, and he is the definition of limping into the playoffs. It's... If another week like that, it shouldn't take much from Jamie.
Yeah.
Nice week for Jamie. And I'll just run through these quickly. So Jamie's last 4 weeks, so starting in week 11, 130, then 132, then 88, and then 70.
Hmm. Yeah.
So
he's limping in too.
Yeah. There you go. So it should be a fun one, but I mean, I think the one seed probably prevails on this one.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
He just has better players at almost every position.
So we're all on the McFarves.
I think so.
All right. Let's move on to the second and seventh seeds. The Angry Birds and the Mystics.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to kick this one off? But Dee, do you want to give me some thoughts here?
Well, I think one thing we should point out is that, like, Chris's team is so good. He is 100% winning the league, right? There's no doubt in my mind. This guy is... like you were talking about briefly earlier, excellent acquisitions, great trades, struck gold during the draft. There's no way he can lose. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't see, especially, I don't know about the whole the whole thing. I think he'll definitely end up in the finals, but you know, there is a 0% chance that he loses this week.
Zero. Yeah.
Zero. His waiver pickups should have been for week 16. Like, there's no reason that he even needed to worry about this week. So, if he's looking at matchups, it was like he just skipped this Noel matchup right into week 16.
I think even more fun than analyzing this matchup is actually talking about Chris and how nervous it makes him that we are all so sure that he is winning this week.
Do you think him nervous that he's so sure that he's winning this week?
Oh, for sure.
Like, he looks at it and he's saying, there's no way I can lose. And then he's like, oh my God, that means I'm going to lose. Yeah, he's 100% confident that he's going to win. However, he's also admitted to himself that he's already lost.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing more Chris than that.
Yeah.
Than that, having that experience.
Yeah. He's told Catherine and Juniper all, like, every day this week, first thing when they wake up, he's just like, Jonathan Taylor's out for the year, so I'm losing. My season is done. There's no way I'm winning. But in his heart, he knows that the championship is coming to the NT Angry Birds.
Like, he doesn't even have Shane in the lineup again.
No.
He just doesn't need him.
No, doesn't need him. Joe Mixon losing the starting job, doesn't need him.
Doesn't need him.
Has Cosgrove won before? Yeah.
Yes.
Right? He's won
once. Because he had Chomps, right? And then Chomps was on that streak of winning with everyone.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Chomps started, what, four straight seasons to win?
Three.
Three?
Then, yeah.
Oh, because Noel did.
No, Noel Chris. Won. Chris into Noel, into me, and then he went to Pearson.
Oh, and then Pearson did.
And, like, there's no help. There's no hope.
The advice. I don't think you should draft that rookie, yeah. Pearson.
Yeah, please, sir, not another Buffalo Bill.
Do we have anything to say about Noel's team? He does have keeper Dallas playing Buffalo.
Right. the best player in the league, Dallas defense.
Yeah, Jordan Love kind of came back down to earth. Jamar Chase popped up on the injury report. He'll probably play, but... Yeah. And then...
I think Christian Kirk being on the IR and then not in the IR spot. Yeah. But he was having a good little stretch for a while. Yeah, it's tough, I think.
All right, so we're all on the Angry Birds.
Yeah. The only way Noel wins this is if the spirit of Chomps remembers his old good buddy and propels him to victory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we want to go Hog Sharks?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
All right. Who wants to kick us off?
I will, because I want to say how annoyed I am at this dumb truce that you guys are pretending to have. It's so fake. You guys don't like each other. Oh, you're doing it for... No, stop it. I both know this is bullshit. And I hope to God, finally, you guys come out of your shell in this playoffs.
I don't think so.
It's so boring for you guys to like each other.
I don't think so. Actually,
you don't think so?
Okay, give me your thoughts on the actual matchup.
I don't even care about your matchup. I'm just annoyed by you two.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, man. I think, I don't know. I just, like, it's a really, really well-constructed roster. As I said earlier, just like really hit on the first and second round picks. I don't know.
Tell me why Devin loses. How about that?
I don't think he will. Oh, he's got, like, honestly, I literally think TJ Hawkinson, out of all of his skill positions, okay, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have a good week. I think TJ Hawkinson, if you look at Mullins, his starts with like George Kittle, it's something like 70, it's like, I don't know how many starts, but it's like 74 catches and like a bajillion touchdowns. Since he's brutal against tight ends, they're going to have to lean on Breece Hall. Denver's the worst run defense in the league. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to tear it up.
But you have Montgomery. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I think they've been leaning on Gibbs a little bit more as of late. I think it's going to be... I hope it's really close. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of a little bit I don't know. I'm a little bit nervous about Rashi Rice. I don't know if I should be. I don't know.
Explain where this stupid truce even came from.
What do you mean? What truce? Like,
why did?
I think it's. This... I don't think it's a truce. I think it's just mutual respect for two.
Shut up! You guys literally in the group chat managers. Call a truce over and over again.
I've never. I know. Mediocre. I never have. If you want to try and find the receipts for that, you can. But I don't think I've ever called that a truce.
Oh my god! Maybe not.
You know.
Devin for sure does.
We did have a gentleman conversation this morning where we discussed taking each other's teams in the SPP, but he rightfully took the Hogs last week, so was unable to take them again this week. So, you know, might be, who knows? Maybe we'll just pick the same team until we either both, you know, so we both win. Who knows? Maybe we'll just do that out of mutual respect for one another.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No one's buying it, guys.
I don't know.
You know what it does for me? Like, I don't dislike either of their teams, but now I'm, like, completely indifferent. Like, that's what it's done. It's, like, made me numb to their matchup and their seasons, like... Whoever, if one of these guys like just wins the whole thing, I'm just gonna be so blah about it because they're not showing any like emotion or anything.
Can we be real though? If there's two teams that are gonna take down the Angry Birds, it's one of these two teams.
It's gonna be the team starting Isaiah Likely and Ezekiel Elliott and Rashi Rice. Are you kidding me, Corey?
What do you mean?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What's wrong with those? Zeke's a top 10 back this week.
Have you seen Chris's team?
He's a top 10 back this week.
It's literally like the Mount Rushmore of players for the 2023 season.
I said if a team is going to take them down, it's one of these two teams.
But that's what I'm saying is that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Just send the championship all I said was over if. To Cosgrove.
Yeah. Who won last year, Jamie?
Oh my God, Pearson just picked up two Buffalo Bills. In Baffle. He just picked up two Buffalo... Oh no, he dropped Khalil Shakir to pick up Dawson Knox. Okay. Holy smokes. Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Devin's team should win. However, he's been disappointing as of late. Like,
why do you think his team should win?
Because it's better than your team.
Cool analysis.
But
I will say losing Keenan Allen is a big deal for him. Keenan Allen has been a monster, getting like, I don't know, what is it, 40 targets a game.
It seems like Herbert. That. Okay, I'll say this. I'm going to say I think Zay Flowers is a pretty good plug-in replacement, especially against Jacksonville. Like, I don't know, the little rain shower beside his name kind of rattles me.
It's in Jacksonville, so it's
like... Yeah, 86% chance of rain. Like, oh, okay. I guess that's an issue. I think Devin's team is going to ride or die with Breece Hall because, like, if he blows up, if he has a good game, I think everyone else on his team is pretty safe, like, with their floors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy could put up just like, yeah, like a 7-point game, like a ho-hum game.
You know what this matchup comes down to? How many times does Philadelphia end up on the 1-yard line?
Yeah, it's true.
That's what this matchup comes down to.
His matchups this week are money. All of
yeah,
his matchups
they're,
this week
they're all
are
pretty
money.
Good.
And I can't go Nico because he's hurt over Rashi unless he plays. It's like, do I trust him? Maybe CJ Stroud too, and I can't play Ridley against Baltimore.
Nope.
So,
yeah.
You can't?
Who knows? I don't think I can play Ridley against Baltimore over Rashi Rice.
Sounds like something a coward would say.
Well.
And Ramondre is out again this week?
Yeah.
He's done, yeah. I think, is he on the IR? Is he...
No, he's not on the IR, but he's not practicing still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spooks for the Chomps Bowl. Yeah, I don't know. Devin's team should just be so good. Like, on paper, you look at it and you're like, oh, wow.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's why we play the games, right?
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like, both defenses could score touchdowns against their shitty offensive opponents. Like, anything could happen in this matchup.
Yep. That's why you play the games.
Should be a tight one. Either way, if I win, I'll be happy. If the Sharks move on, I'll be happy.
No, you won't.
All right, let's go on to...
I hope... You know what? You know what will end this charade?
Oh, sorry.
I hope... No, not yet. One last thing, because you said you'd be happy no matter who wins, and I don't believe you. I hope Breece Hall beats you the way you lost to Najee Harris in the finals, and then we'll see what happens. Then we'll see how happy you are for Devin.
Appreciate your support, Adib.
So he's doing the thing that you do, Adib, where, like, deep down, he's got a dartboard with the Zen Sharks on it, and he's hucking darts at it every night, and he's got the voodoo doll with, like, the, you know, like, the little needles and stuff like that. But seeing how much this fires you up fuels him to do it even more. And it's probably the exact same reason why your team name is still the Voldemorts. You're the biggest dickhead in this league for not having a cool logo or anything like that. And it's because whenever we talk about it, it, like, fuels that piece of shitness in you. And you just get so much joy out of it. So this is what's happening.
My logo is sick, by the way.
I can't even see it because it's on the playoffs. It's
definitely a bottom tier.
Yeah. Isn't it like just like
hold a on? Head? You guys are giving me shit when Nick literally had a picture of himself wearing a towel on his head for a whole year.
Well, what's yours? I'll
say yours is.
It's
not
a picture of Voldemort. It's a picture of Voldemort. Shitty, sick.
Man. That's bad.
The team name is Voldemort, so it's Voldemort.
We'll get to Voldemort.
You need to get off your wallet and pay Dan Hip to draw a Voldemort Hip for you.
Corey doesn't know who that is, but it's a great reference.
Yes. Yeah.
There's six people in Baffle who will understand that.
Yeah, and that was for them. Yeah. All right, well, why don't we move on to the matchup that even less people care about?
Magikarps and the Tornadoes. Like,
yeah, as Baffle.ca mentioned, kind of no one really cares. Maybe it's because, like, no one expects anything from this. It's like, oh, okay, they might win round one, but then they're gonna
kind of wanted the Magikarps. If I couldn't have the Dog Pound round one, I wanted the Magikarps.
Yeah,
wow.
But I will say this, nothing feels worse than looking at, so I don't know how everyone does it, and again, at Penny's party, because it's the only thing we want to talk about was football, I was telling them that, like, I don't look at the Yahoo Fantasy app. Like, I don't just look at my matchup to see the scores. For some reason, I, like, painstakingly go through every game and look at the box scores to, like, have a sense of, like, if I'm doing well or not, and if my opponent is doing well or not. I don't know why I do it that way. But there's got to be nothing worse than, like, going to the San Fran game and seeing that McCaffrey has scored, like, 42 points.
Yeah.
Like, sure, you're going to then flip to, like, Cooper Kupp and, like, Austin Eckler and Tyler Lockett and see that they've scored, like, 9 points combined. But every time you see San Fran, like, touchdown, McCaffrey, 43-yard run, you know, 27-yard reception, it must suck.
Hey, you know how many points Christian McCaffrey scored last time he played Arizona?
Oh.
Do you guys know? Corey, how about you?
His four touchdown game?
45 points, yes. It's 45 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know Cooper Kupp is good again all of a sudden?
Apparently.
And he has the Washington defense.
Yep.
Which is second worst against receivers.
Yeah. The worst team or best team against wide receivers? No, worst team against wide receivers.
Worst, yeah.
Is the Philadelphia Eagles. So I have Tyler Lockett there too. So I don't know. I have, like, really good matchups.
Oh, hey, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I also have bad matchups.
And Brent is hurt too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Olave still banged up. Jefferson says he's going to play. Could be playing with, like, rib protection all over him. Could be more.
Is that what he hurt? I thought he hurt his chest. Yeah, then I heard.
And then ETN against Baltimore. Brutal. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Kyler Murray's the move, but I don't know if it matters between Kupp and McCaffrey.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking just, like garbage time. Like, when they're down 32 points.
Just hucking it.
Yeah. And, like, maybe him and Trey McBride will connect for a few. I don't know. I just don't know if there's any more Browning magic left.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have, just like based on how shitty Brent's matchups are, I feel like I gotta go with the Magikarps.
Okay. Yeah, I got the Magikarps winning this one.
Sweet.
All right. Do we want to talk about the Chomps Bowl?
Of course. Like, that's truly the main event. And, like, nothing is more entertaining.
Well, besides the Hogs and Sharks, because those are obviously the two best teams playing.
Yeah, other than the best friend bowl.
Yeah.
You know what makes it hard is that, like, we can't see the matchups on the website. Like, still, we haven't figured out how to put a consolation bracket together on this thing.
Well, and so Devin floated the idea of moving over to Sleeper. And I think Sleeper, like, the real benefit is, like, you can customize and do everything. Mm-hmm. Where okay. here, I think we're kind of held to whatever Yahoo wants us to do or will allow us to do. And they just don't allow us to, like, customize the constellation bracket very well. Mm. So, yeah. Yeah, it was funny when I was trying to fill out the SPP for AJ, or that AJ sent out. It was like, fuck, go on the website and, like, click each individual team and... And then I was like, oh, I forgot who they were. Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare. So, yeah, there's still some improvements to make. This league isn't perfect. We'll get there.
Okay. Matchup number one. Let's go with the Voldies and the Valley Boys.
Yeah, how scared of Nick should I be, you think?
0%.
Like 15 out of 10, right?
I would be pretty nervous if I were you.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I would be pretty nervous if I were you.
That's what I'm saying.
Is Waddle going to go?
Yeah. He's fine. He's fine?
He's, okay, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I think so. He came back in that game last week and finished it, and then was the main target because Tyreek Hill was like a decoy.
Jerome Ford going to go?
I think so. Looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll go. I don't know. Man, his team. Like... Williams against Washington will be good, but other than that, and Debo has been, you know, pretty stellar. Other than that, the rest of his team, like, is putting up, like, single-digit points. And Patrick Mahomes has been mediocre to
he thinks he just got fucked by refs. He's going to be unbelievable next week.
Yeah,
if there's one thing I'm sure of.
New England just has a way of sucking the life out of every football game. And it's in Foxborough. Like, but that's what they do. Like, they just kill any energy or any vibe going into that game. So I don't know.
I was like, Debo Samuel, who has scored like 30 points in back-to-back weeks, mm-hmm. that was actually quite worrisome. And then I looked at Nick's roster. I was like, man, Nick put up 32 points. That's crazy. Like, or Samuel put up 32 points. Mm-hmm. How many points did Nick score? And then he was at like 75. 70?
Yeah,
he was at like 70. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, oh shit! Like, what is happening on this mm-hmm. roster?
Yeah,
what is That's Jerry what Judy up to?
Not like him. Like, and Chris
why is
Godwin?
He not in the the flex? Like,
oh, I don't think he can.
Poop, but Detroit
I don't think he
is
catch,
also
right?
very very poop.
Yeah,
6 targets for 2 catches, 4 targets, 3 catches. Jesus.
Yeah,
this guy sucks ass.
Yeah, but if you'll remember, there was like 2 games where Dalton Schultz scored a touchdown. So Nick thinks that he's like a must-start
guy. Schultz might be the only guy who can catch balls
in Houston, but he's banged up too. And it's like, I don't know, are you really? Yeah.
Okay. Rolling, so you guys are you're on the Voldies.
To be honest, I haven't even looked at his team. Like, so he's got Kamara, he's got Ford going. Other than that, off the top of my head, like, I couldn't name you. And Waddle. Jaylen Who's Waddle. Your quarterback?
Sam Howell.
Oh, yeah, Sammy. Yeah, like, that team's... Yeah, and you know what? Like, you've been good to great the last couple of weeks. I know you knocked me off, and then I think you beat Sheehan.
Yep.
You know, you're putting up what? You're probably averaging, what, like 90-ish points the past couple?
Yeah, something like that. It was like 90, low 90s, 92 or something.
Yeah,
the
like
last
almost
three weeks.
Breaking.
Right. Fuck
yeah.
it. I'm taking the Valley Boys. Just
yeah,
for
I knew
the
you
chaos.
Would.
Just for the chaos. I'm taking the Valley
just
Boys.
Just for the chaos. Is there a worse feeling than losing to Nick?
No, because like, at this point, Nick's team is so bad that like I kind of just expect he will somehow randomly put together like the 1 week he needs it.
That's
so, safe. Yeah. So like I don't know. Like I don't feel bad about it. I'm not confident, but I'm not terrified either.
Right. I mean, yeah. Anyone
I'm in neutral stasis.
Yeah. Anyone in the bottom four of the league shouldn't feel confident whatsoever because your team, you know, got you there for a reason. But I just think that, yeah, the ceiling of the Lords of the Valley is like 82 points.
Yeah.
So it's like if you can just have a mediocre week, you should be fine.
All right, let's move on to the other matchup.
We've
got the big guys who are on a 3-game losing streak.
Oof.
Finishing 5-9 with a 3-game losing streak. And the Pontooners who finished with a 3-game winning streak and finished 5-9.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
Insane.
I don't even know how this roster won 5 games in a row.
Well, it's because of the 3 games. It's because of the...
Oh, 3 games in a row, sorry.
His points against is like 1292, which I guess is compared to like some of the other teams, like not that far off. But when you look at Nick had 1,500 points against.
That's 1,500.
That's more than...
I haven't even noticed that.
I didn't notice that
either. More than a lot of teams.
I mean, he scored by far the fewest, but yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess it's like 1 week would be between him and James. But the team with the two lowest totals of points for.
Are shockingly in. No, the Tornadoes have the lowest points against.
Yeah, I'm saying points for.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pontooners, what is the status of Derrick Henry? Is he alive and well?
I think so. Okay. Yep, he'll be gone.
And Pacheco is alive and well?
I think he's banged up.
Okay.
But he should be back.
Yeah, because I know he didn't play last week, right? Ooh, starting Zay Jones. Yikes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
actually
crazy.
I think
I'm just looking at this points against thing that Corey pointed out. No other team is like higher than 1350, and Nick's sitting at 1510.
No, he got crushed.
That's crazy.
No, he got crushed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Devin, what were you saying about Zay Jones?
No, I was just looking at his team, and I was like, he's gonna, if he wants to avoid the fish, he needs Travis Kelce to have a game. Whether it's this week or week 17, like he. You know,
yep.
T. Higgins has been bad all year as well, but I think he doesn't really have much else at this point. He's got to throw him in there and hope for a miracle. But I think you're going to see if Kelce can have a big game, that might be enough to do it for him.
I think I'm going with the big guys.
I think they're probably going to win, but I don't want to speak it into existence just because of the panic and him having to tell Kaylee
that he's in the chomps full.
Yeah, that chomps 2 might be coming to him. I'm here for that timeline because of the drama.
His matchups are not fun.
No.
Like having Diggs, Cook, and Kincaid against Dallas.
Yep.
Garrett Wilson against Jalen Ramsey in the rain. That's brutal.
Yeah, Brian Robinson against the Rams. They got a good rush defense.
If he plays.
And then really, his only good one is, what, Brock Purdy? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Brock Purdy should be pretty solid, but all it takes is, like, McCaffrey to score the 3 touchdowns instead of him throwing for them, and then he puts up 15 points.
True.
Yeah, they run for 5 touchdowns between Samuel and McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's all it takes, so.
Yep.
Anyways, this should be a fun one. Why? I wonder why Damian Pierce isn't playing his stud first rounder.
The first round pick.
Jesus. Yeah.
The guy who was to outperform Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. We talked about disappointing teams. Do you think anyone has been more disappointing this year, like, than Stephon Diggs?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's been a tough one.
Like, I, you know, especially when you're looking at the two, like Garrett Wilson, Stephon Diggs. Like, I think when he kept Garrett Wilson, everyone was like, yep, that was absolutely the right the right call. And you can't really fault him for, you know, Aaron Rodgers exploding four plays into the year. But like, man, what's going on with Diggs? Now I'm seeing stuff that he might not be a Bill next year. And
I mean,
I did see that, but I'm looking at his points. His points don't even look that bad.
T. Higgins probably a pretty big disappointment.
Yeah, maybe. It's the 4 point. I mean, he scored.
Yeah, he has some under really 5 points. Weeks, but... and,
yeah, well, but all recently too, right? Like 4.9, 4.7. Then he had a big game bye week, 4 points, and he goes against Dallas this week, so he might put up another stinker. Yeah. So Devontae I don't know.
Adams, kind of a big bust too.
Yeah, very true.
Could say.
There's been a few. I think they said everyone that was drafted in the second round, like in redraft, has completely shit the bed.
For the most part, yeah. A lot.
Maybe
of them
completely was be strong, but
not
but,
really. You got Keenan Allen in there.
Yeah. Well, everyone that Sheehan drafted obviously did.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think this one will be. I mean, I say fun, like it's going to be painful to watch, but Pearson should be able to squeak this one out. But
I don't know.
Also,
yeah. I think this one's going to be kind of close.
It's going to be stressful.
Yeah. Okay. Do we want to? Honestly, I can't believe the Wolves stayed out of the Chomps Bowl. That's probably one of the big surprises for me. Both. So Adib was close, and so was Pearson. He was really only Pearson. Both Adib, I think you were what, like 20 points away. Pearson was maybe 16 points away.
Yeah.
From Pearson passing. Was I no Pearson was less 15, than that.
No, Pearson's 15 points away.
15 points. Yeah. Like.
But he's also one win behind, right? Like he needed the points.
But
and
he
would have
beat me because I only beat him by 3 right. points this week. So. If he just got those extra points this week or whatever, he would have beat me.
Yeah.
And then who's the other team?
AJ.
Cheeks, the Cheeks. Yep. He has so many picks.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. He does.
The fact that he was trying to blow up his team and still managed to stay in the spot is remarkable.
Yeah.
He was actively trading good players away.
So he had the second lowest points against, I think. Yeah. No, yeah. Third. Tornadoes, Jamie.
Oh. AJ. Oh, no. Angry Birds, too.
Angry Birds, yep. Yeah. Right, yeah, they're the same.
Yeah, just a phenomenal defense, right? Like,
yeah, fucking chumps.
Yeah, it's funny because both of these guys, like, you look at Bobby's team, and if Bobby ended up in the Chomps Bowl or bracket, I think he would have the worst team.
It's a really bad squad.
He just got lucky that with Josh Allen and CeeDee Lamb were, you know, and I guess Deontay Foreman for a while was tearing it up as well. Like, he just caught lightning in a bottle. And
put fucking 34 points against me. Christ. If he didn't do that, I'd probably sit in the one seed.
Yeah, so his team's real bad, but you know what? He doesn't have to worry about it. He just gets to enjoy some playoff matchups. And
yep.
You know.
That's just it. Mm-hmm. All right, any other topics before we kick out of here?
You know what's crazy is now that I'm looking at this is, like, I lost to Bobby. I lost to Pearson. I lost to Colin. And I lost to James. And that's the difference. Like, all these non-playoff teams. And that's the difference between a playoff spot.
Yeah, you play down to your opponent's level. Really,
apparently. Yeah. Apparently. Rise to the occasion and then don't play well against bad teams.
Hey, you don't show up. That's too bad. Yeah. No, well.
The sheer arrogance of my players.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it should be a fun one. I don't think that there's, you know, I mean, Chris has already got number one locked up, but it'll be interesting to see who comes in second, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see which one of the Hogs or the Sharks comes in second. And, you know.
That's it.
All right.
Okay. Well, you boys. Know what? This was a lot of fun.
It's nice to chat with you.
Glad we could do it.
I missed you guys.
Yeah, it's too bad a death in the family had to occur to bring us all together once again. Yeah. But, you know. When I have a question, then I guess maybe the last little subject. When is AJ going to get this fish?
Great question. I mean, to be honest, I was trying to remember. When we came up with this, and I thought he was supposed to have like a week to buy the new fish, but I don't know how strictly we want to enforce that. You know, this has actually been far more traumatic than I thought.
The thing with AJ is like, no matter what we say, he's going to do.
Right.
And so I don't feel as, I don't feel that sense of like, we should force this individual, because I know AJ took such good care, despite, you know, what news may or may not come out. He did take very good care of Chomps. So therefore I'm more reluctant to just give him a date, because I know he will take that to heart and do it, as opposed to some other owners who may just kind of make an excuse or, you know.
Right. Like if this fish died on Nick's watch,
yeah,
we'd be driving a Renfrew with our, you know, pitchforks and exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, fired up, but yeah, okay. Give AJ a break.
Let's give him a little bit of a break.
I mean,
let him try and explain it to his children first.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of time.
Let's give him some time to come clean. And I mean,
I like how he kind of blamed me, where he was like, "Well, like I would have told my kids, but like, you know, Finley's super sensitive." I was like, "No, Finley already knows. I told her like right away."
Yeah.
How did you tell her? You just like,
I was like, "Hey guys, Chomps died."
Oh.
And then she's like, "Oh, okay."
That was it.
Told my kids too, right away.
It was in the midst of playing with a bunch of Play-Doh, so it's like,
I was just like, "Listen, you can't." I asked AJ, because I was like, "I don't want my kids will say something at Penny's birthday, and I don't want to ruin Penny's birthday." So, good thing you said that.
I know this is dragging on, but do you want to tell everyone listening that when you asked for the picture of the deceased fish, that you were joking? Because I messaged you privately to be like, "You fucking psychopath! Like, what are you up to?" And you were like caught very off guard. Where you're like, clearly that was a joke, and I was like,
as a resident fish doctor. I said, "I'm not sure how to ask this, but can I have a picture of Chomps?"
Yeah.
If people thought I really wanted a picture of a dead fish, I'm not sure how to tell you. Like, I kind of, when you texted me, I kind of wanted to reply to you being like, "Are we friends?" Or like, like, "Do you know me?"
So what was your diagnosis here exactly?
Listen, not for me to disclose.
So when
you can put in an ATIP request.
Adib, did you read that message kind of like when it happened and instantly assume he was joking?
No, I did not. I was just like, "Oh, that's weird."
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So maybe Sheehan knows you better than the rest of us, and he knew it was a joke. But
maybe it was a joke in poor taste. Maybe people were just like too emotional to, I don't know, properly gauge. Maybe it was just a poorly placed joke. And it happens, and I regret it. I'll put it that way.
I didn't want to poo-poo on you,
and AJ did send me a picture.
Yeah, which
so
is wild.
He also he also didn't think I was joking.
It was what you just you write that, you asked it, and then he was just like, okay, like one sec. And a few minutes later you're like, I have received confirmation or something like that. It's like, oh my god, guys. What are we doing here?
And someone replied, I think it was Pearson, being like, don't post that in here. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, yeah, never mind. Because again, I'm like, I don't actually want a picture of the fish. And then he sent me the picture of Chomps.
Yep.
Which, I mean, at the end of the day, it just looks like a live fish. Like, it's like there's really no difference. Anyway, anything else you'd like to grill me on? Or
no, I said, I wasn't trying to poo-poo on you. I wanted to clear the air because I was confused, and I didn't want, you know, the rest of the league,
I mean,
to
listen,
also.
That's what the podcast is for, you know. We gotta clear the air, and I got nothing to hide other than, you know, what potentially AJ may or may not want to share, but that's it.
Stir that pot. All right, we've taken up enough of their time.
Yep.
Good luck to everyone
in
the playoffs.
Love you. Bye. Go Hawks and Sharks. Bye.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change.